All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every Wednesday, we talk real estate stuff. And in the studio with me right now is the one and only Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're all surviving.
So far, so good. It's still early in the morning.
Absolutely. So what's on the agenda today? We want to talk real estate, of course, and what's happening?
Yeah, we're going to talk real estate, but I think we'll switch it up a little. We've spent a lot of time talking about the residential market and, you know, buyers and sellers in that market. And I thought we would try and expand our horizon a little to talk about investment properties and commercial properties.
Ooh, I love investment properties. Let's go.
And I hear, too, maybe was Kevin talking about.
Yes.
So you had attorney Kevin Rogers last week, right?
Yes, we were talking about rental properties, renting houses or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So investment properties can be part of this conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certainly residential investment properties, and then there's certainly commercial investment properties, and they can be a little bit different. But the important part of those is to understand that it's different than buying your primary home.
Yes.
The home you're going to live in.
Right.
It's not the same process. It's not the same lender, probably.
No.
It's not the same attorneys, maybe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
And it might not be the same realtors either.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of questions from people that want to do some rentals or something, or maybe rent to own? Or?
Well, yeah, that's true, too. So, rent-to-own is a little bit different.
Okay.
That is sometimes an option for people, but not usually with investment properties or commercial properties.
Right.
Sometimes with these properties, the owner will hold the note, but usually it's just a different type of financing.
I see. Got you.
You know, your regular residential realtor who you maybe bought your house from, you know, if your first instinct is when you're going to buy a commercial property to give them a call, certainly do. But make sure you're asking if they have experience in commercial properties, because there's a lot of specific nuances to a commercial property or an investment property that you really want someone with experience to handle. This is not a process you want to fumble through.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
There's a lot of paperwork and, you know, there's different rules everywhere, and,
yeah,
and it can be different rules even within a town section, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a downtown area can have different rules than the broader town, and the financing is different, and inspections can be different, and or probably will be different.
Yeah.
So it's really important to make sure that when you're interviewing agents, if you're thinking about it, just really early, before you've even identified a property, if you're thinking, I might want to buy a rental or a duplex or that's a residential investment property, but commercial properties, retail spaces, office spaces, properties like that really are a whole different process.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely.
And we've got some great commercial properties for sale right now. We've got great downtown Brattleboro properties.
Mm-hmm.
We've got office building up in Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
We've got experience with hospitality buildings. So we've sold retail spaces. We've sold motels. We've sold a number of things that have helped us really grow our commercial and investment base. And we'd be happy to share that knowledge and experience with buyers here too.
Like, say you have your house, say you want to rent out your house. Can you rent out your house, or can you rent it for an Airbnb or what? You know?
Yeah. So unless you have some specific loan type that prohibits it, or unless zoning prohibits it, so the general answer should be yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you know, I think there's always like some fine print.
Yeah, depending on location, like you said, or where you are, right?
Yeah, because sometimes you have a condo or you have an HOA and they prohibit it. So, but yes, if you live in your home and you want to move out and use it as a rental, usually you can. You just have to be careful that you're making sure you're abiding by any rules. You don't want fines.
Absolutely. Of course, you can always rent a room in your house if you're living there without any provisions, right? Or you don't know.
Oh. Well, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Answer.
Okay. All right.
You should be able to, yes.
Yeah.
But
you
want to just double check things like zoning and your insurance and just make sure that you can.
Okay.
In theory, yes.
I ask questions for the people.
Yes. So in theory, yes, but there's always research to do to make sure that you know, you're on the up and up and
right.
You're not going to get in trouble.
Absolutely. Me and Kevin were talking about that, you know, last week.
Yeah.
About some rental stuff. So
yeah.
You can always check out the podcast. You want to check it out. So you can listen to this one. You can listen to that one right on our website.
Yeah. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about, this is just a general touch on this, but mm-hmm. You know, I know Kevin got into his side of it pretty in depth last week. And I think in the next week or two, we'll, for us on our podcast, we'll talk a little bit more about how to get into investing in property. You know, you don't have to be a big investor. Mm-hmm. We've got opportunities here for people who want to break into that.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who don't own homes, sometimes they, you know, want to get an investment property before they get a primary residence.
Yeah.
And there may be more opportunity for that, for growth right. for people right now.
So. I do know. I did a little research on some investment properties, and I know they ask you if you want to live there or you have to live there before you
oh,
go on,
there are
right?
some loans, like an FHA
okay.
loan. Yeah, sure. You can buy up to a 4-unit property as uh-huh. long as you're going to occupy
one.
As your primary.
For like a year?
One year.
You can, yeah, okay, good.
Exactly. So there's lots of ways for like brand new investors to break into the market. And, you know, we're certainly not financial advisors. So.
No, I get you. No, right.
Once we've determined that something is a right fit and we've put you together with all of the right professionals to discuss it and get to that point, then we're happy to move forward with people and help them through the process. Because I think it's more attainable than people know
okay.
that it is.
Yeah, because I have a lot of questions too, and I know a lot of people have questions about like if you're gonna move in there and like, well, you don't want to do that because you have to deal, you're like a landlord now, you know, and you don't know. But I think if people are living there like for a long time and they're paying rent, I don't think there's a problem. But if somebody new comes in, of course you got to do your due diligence, you know. Yeah,
and that's Kevin can certainly help with that too. So, you know, there's part of, you know, investment properties, whether they're residential investment properties like you're talking about or commercial investment properties, is just making sure you have the right team to help you get set up in that process
okay.
so you're not fumbling through it.
Great.
And having to ask these questions when your tenants are already in place.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm seriously checking it out. You know, we were talking off air about it. So
yeah.
I always wanted to do something like that and just to get going. My sister had like, and her ex-husband now has had 22 properties.
Yeah.
And so they just went from one, they started one, and then
yeah,
that
and
one goes and just keep rolling.
Go,
yeah.
Go,
right, yeah.
Exactly. But you got to start somewhere.
But you got, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So call me.
Yeah. call Jackie
and
or go to the website.
Go to the website.
What's your website again?
We are SOVTRealtyGroup.com.
So easy.
So easy.
Uh-huh. And you
yes.
can check out all your podcasts up on our website too at WTSARadio.com, right?
That's right. You can pretty much find us anywhere. We're just a Google away.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Everyone talks about you guys in Southern Mont Realty. They do.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
So
I hear it all the time. So and I heard Jackie today and
that's
I loved
great.
It. Yeah. So
well, we're happy to talk to people on the radio, but we're also happy to talk to them in person. So if you're listening to this and you have questions or this sounds interesting, please just reach out and we'll get you started.
Absolutely. I'll give you a call.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jackie, for coming on the Property Pulse. We'll see you in 2 weeks. All right.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Jackie with the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Check it out online at WTSARadio.com for all the latest and greatest podcasts.